There's never any FOMO with the iHeartRadio app. You won't ever have to miss out on your favorite shows and contests with this radio station again. Radio 24/7, 365. We're here when you want us. Stay connected and listen anywhere when you download the free iHeartRadio app.
Helicopters circling Comerica Park yesterday. It's 6:22 on WSGW. Thanks for being with Charlie, Denise, and Pat on your morning team show, though Pat Johnston is off today. Apparently what's going on, Denise, is Comerica Park is undergoing an upgrade, changing out the original light fixtures, you know, the light towers for night games. They're changing over to LED lighting.
Ooh.
How about that? Says here, among the benefits, the Tigers say it will be a better-looking TV broadcast. We don't care about
that. We
got
to have that.
Yeah. Right. It'll be able to offer some hyping opportunities for fans, offer energy conservation, and result in better Tigers baseball being played on the field.
How will that happen?
They didn't say that. I just
okay.
I figure if they're going to upgrade the light towers, maybe it's going to upgrade the team.
Yes.
Seriously, the Tigers do say an additional benefit, as shown by some other clubs that have already installed LED, is it offers up less glare, which could help outfielders. Sometimes outfielders, the ball gets lost in the lights. So maybe it will add to the quality of play. But they do say the new system, the lights will be able to come on and off in an instant. Unlike now, those lights have to warm up. And during key moments, so this goes back to the hyping opportunities, maybe with a home run or some kind of big moment, they can flash lights and things like that. And it will also be energy conservation, though the Tigers have not said exactly to what amount energy will be conserved. It's estimated to be double-digit savings throughout a year.
Well, it'd be double-digit savings on their light bills should be a little bit of a savings on ticket costs.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, if you're saving that, Tigers, maybe
can't
a little
less. Can't you pass that on to your customers, the fans?
Doesn't say anything about that here in the story,
no.
I'm sorry to say.
No, shoot, darn it.
Well, it's all supposed to be done before the Tigers open up the new season next April, and the first Tigers night game, where perhaps the lights will be in full force, will be April 14th, in case you're wondering. So,
and we'll have a blizzard that day.
Yeah, in April in Michigan.
Oh, my gosh.
We could.
I remember a few years ago, they had ice on the field the opening day.
So. Yeah, they played through a big snowstorm several years ago. Well, they've done that several times.
Oh, yeah.
But that's what happens when you start baseball, sometimes even at the end of March, in a northern city.
That's right.
825, 625, 625 on WSGW. Kim Komando, warning. You should beware of security risks. If you're selling your home and maybe you're doing one of those virtual tours where you're having your home being seen online, Kim says, beware, there could be a security risk, and she'll tell you about that coming up.
I had an instance where we had somebody who passed away. Their family was in cleaning out their room. This family member just, I mean, embraces me with this huge hug and is like, thank you so much for taking care of our mom. We felt good leaving her here every night, knowing that she was cared for. To know that people trust you with their loved ones, I think is a huge deal. When you get to know family members on a deeper level, you can make that trust even greater.
For more information, visit